Gentlemen, we're back here with the Barter Hour, hanging out live from St. Louis, Missouri, the Libertarian Party National Convention, having a great time out here, meeting, greeting, lots of new and exciting people. One of those people is Colorado candidate for governor, Mr. Dan Kelo. Dan, thanks for joining us here tonight.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for having me, Rob.
You were jumping in there a few moments ago, going head-to-head with Lark about branding, marketing, competing with the enemy.
Well, I don't know about head-to-head, but, it's just a matter of, that is what is the most important aspect of the Libertarian Party that we need to figure out. We've got to figure out how we're going to brand the party and what direction we're going to head in. And just before the break, I was starting to tell a story about back in the 90s or something. I was watching on July 4th one of the conventions, and I saw a bunch of guys in suits and ties, and I saw a couple of guys in tie-dye t-shirts. Back then, I thought that the Libertarian Party should have thrown those tie-dye guys out of the room. Right. I've come 180 degrees from that now. I think
when you come
suits
to the convention,
ties,
you should get a tie-dye t-shirt now instead of getting thrown out.
And
got
the
it.
Suits and ties, I mean, there's a whole, you know, back then, kind of what happened was, do you guys know who NWA is?
Niggas with attitudes.
Niggas with attitudes, absolutely. You know, we're talking about Dr. Dre, we're talking about Ice Cube. I was a member of the NRA back then. And,
it's kind of the same.
And then these guys are rapping about, whatever the etiquette here is, but F you something K, police. And they're rapping about the injustices that the police were doing and all the crap that they're causing. These guys are rapping about it. And Charlton Heston comes out and says, oh, well, we got to throw these guys in jail for their lyrics.
Right.
I left the NRA. I was a kind of half Republican, half Libertarian back then, voting for the best of the, whatever.
Right.
And I stopped voting for Republicans back then. Because I didn't like that. I thought that was completely wrong. And, these rappers have made hundreds of millions of dollars, or actually billions of dollars on, communicating with the pissed off and alienated population out there.
Right.
And it's an untapped population. No political party in this country is stepping up and saying, hey, I'm your friend. Look, if you're getting jacked up by the police, if you don't like the police, if you think the police are unjust to you, no political party is willing to stand up to them because they all run like hell. Let me
give the people listening out there a specific. You got Bob Barr, Libertarian presidential candidate 2008.
Horrible candidate.
He's an ex, U.S. prosecutor?
He was a prosecutor.
I mean, he's putting people in jail.
This guy was putting people in jail as late as sometime in, I think it was 2001, 2000. If you go to dankelo.com, I blogged about this. I ripped him big time.
But let me draw the opposite conclusion here. From the back of your business card here, your little campaign card says, get out of jail free. You flip it over. It says, I will pardon and release from jail anyone convicted of victimless crimes, including drug offenses, DUIs under 0.15 BAC, minor in possession of other alcohol offenses, firearms possession offenses, prostitutions, consensual sex. These are the disillusioned Americans out there.
Absolutely.
That are being taxed for being free, that are getting citations for all this ridiculous stuff where you've got no victim. In my opinion, you got no victim, you got no crime. But these are the guys that are paying the price for it. The prosecutors are putting them behind bars. They're getting jacked. And these are the disillusioned guys out there that are ripe for the picking. I mean, this is
absolutely
the low-hanging fruit.
It's very low-hanging fruit, Rob. I mean, that's why I'm running for governor. I'm not running for governor because I'm going to win. I'm never going to win. And that's another issue that we need to address
like
as
attitude,
the as a Libertarian Party. Well, no, don't say
power
that.
Power positive thinking.
No, we don't need that. We have to address that 800-pound gorilla in the room in this convention that we're in right now.
Right.
There's an 800-pound gorilla, and the 800-pound gorilla says, well, you're not going to win.
Well,
you don't have to win.
We got another break coming up here in just a minute, but I know it's break after break after break, but
Charles Perrow got 20 million votes in 1992. He had a tremendous amount of influence for many years. That's why people need to vote for the Libertarian Party.
There's so much on the back of this card that you hand out.
Let's cover it up.
Let's talk about it when we come back. But there are people in that other room that disagree with this. And that's a fundamental issue that I think we need to talk about.
Absolutely.
When we come back.
We'll talk about
Stick with us here, folks. We're the Barter Hour. Rob, David, Troy, and our good friend Dan. We'll be right back.
Might feel better if you stay. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back here, ladies and gentlemen, with the Barter Hour. Saturday, May, 29th, 28th, 38th? I don't know. Does anybody know the date?
Saturday.
Today is Saturday. We're back with the Barter Hour. Thanks so much for joining us here live on Republic Broadcasting. For all those listening out home, if you've got something relevant to add to the conversation, you know where to find us. 800-313-9443. We're joined here by Dan Kelo, candidate on the Libertarian.
I'm not a social conservative.
The Libertarian ticket for governor of Colorado. So all you folks out there in what's Colorado, the Sunshine State?
Colorado is not called the Sunshine State, but it should be.
Well, that was a movie. It was old school or something, right? I'm from Denver, the Sunshine State.
360 some odd days of sun every year.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
I'm an avid skier. Got about 50 days in this year and about 100 days in last year.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here tonight, and thanks for joining us out here at the Live League convention that we've got going on. We've got a lot of negative campaigning for the LNC chair. It's always fun to see people outright, you know, speaking their mind and talking all kinds of trash on the other candidates. But before we took our last break, we were talking about the back of your business card size campaign handout that talks about pardoning and releasing folks from jail that are convicted of victimless crimes. I like it. But what I said before the break was there's a lot of people in there, in that room, that disagree with this, even though they might be libertarian. And I won't say they disagree with this because I asked them. I disagree with it, or I'll say that because I know that people say, well, you're getting too far outside the realm. You're going to come off like a crazy. And we want to appeal to the masses. We want to be able to go on mainstream media. And this isn't the message we want to preach. Let all the convicts out of jail. I mean, that scares people. It's going to scare people away from our party.
Yeah, I know. It's so
radical.
We
need numbers right now. You're just too far off the beaten path.
It's such a radical message. I don't even know what made me think of printing this card. And they're right. It's an unbelievably radical message.
But here's the question.
People that don't belong in prison should be released from prison is so radical that I don't even know what to say to these guys.
Well,
I mean, if you're locked up in a broom closet for 20 years of your life because you had to cut some bullshit deal because you didn't have $150,000 to hire a lawyer, and you get locked up there, and your kids are going to be raised on welfare, and your wife's going to get welfare checks for the rest of her life because you've lost your freedom. I mean, it's unbelievably radical that these people that don't belong there should be released. Here's the issue. I mean, the issue is that's exactly what this branding thing is about with the LP right now, is that there's people in the LP that think that we should be sucking up to the mainstream.
Right.
We're not mainstream.
That's the question that I wanted to get
to. No, we're not mainstream. We're not even close to mainstream.
The question is, do you suck up to mainstream, or do you put your principles out there in the hopes that at some point...
You put your principles out there.
When the general public, you know, one at a time, not collectively, but when somebody says, you know what, it's not right that my friend's brother or cousin or relative or coworker went to jail for X, Y, or Z. I remember some time ago, those principled libertarian guys, they said, like, that's a stupid thing, and I agree with them right now. It's time to switch.
Well, what you do, you know, what the Libertarian Party really needs to do in terms of activism and why I'm here, I was going to run, or I'm probably still running for LNC chair. I would try to get into the debate tonight. I'll probably have my daughter here or son nominate me. They're sitting here with me right now, and their delegates nominate me tomorrow. I'll give a speech or something because, you know, what the LNC really needs to understand and the leadership that it really needs to have is, you know, how are we going to get more registered LP in this country? In Colorado, there's almost 3 million registered voters. The LP is about 8,500.
Wow.
We are a joke.
What is that, 1/100th of 1%?
We're a joke.
I can do the math on the computer.
Do the math.
Oh, I got it here.
But we look like a freaking joke. Until we get some registered LP, until we get some people behind us, we just look like a joke. And that's what's really funny. You talk to some, you know, I talked to some people in the state of Colorado, some LP in Colorado about my message, and I hear the same kind of pushback. Well, you can't do that. You'll piss off all the mainstream. We've been working so hard to get the Denver Post and all the mainstream media to cover us. Well, mainstream what? We've got 8,500. We're not mainstream. Well, and the mainstream media doesn't even pay attention to us.
The answer, I think, to those libertarians is, what the heck do we have to lose? I mean, 8,500, we can't go that much.
There's nothing to lose.
Smaller.
Absolutely. We stand outside of courthouses, and as these pissed off, alienated people walk out of there, you know, one of the things I hear, Rob, as I keep, you know, these naysayers in this room, you know what they're going to tell you? You know what their question is?
Let's hear it.
They say, well, these people don't vote. And you know what? I've confirmed that. They're right. As I'm standing outside these courthouses, the people, I'm like, are you registered to vote? They're like, no, because I've got nobody to vote for.
Right.
And it's like, well, no, nobody's walked up and said, we're your friend. No, the Republicans and Democrats have not come up and said, we're your friend. We're going to help you out with this BS criminal justice system. All we got to do is say, look, I'm libertarian. I'm your friend for governor. The Libertarian Party is your friend. I need you to do two things. We hold up these signs. We hold up these signs and say, you know, change the criminal justice system now. Ask me how. And the answer to that is you need to register to vote as a libertarian.
Yeah.
And you need to show up and vote as a libertarian. We're not going to win, but if I can get the numbers in Colorado to go from 8,500 to 20,000 or even 100,000 voters, and if I can, the last candidate for governor, libertarian candidate for governor in Colorado got about 23,000 votes, and if I can get that to go to 50,000 votes or even 100,000 votes, that means that the Libertarian Party in Colorado will carry a lot more weight the
right.
next time the legislature is trying to make a bunch of BS laws about, well, is it medical marijuana or is it not? And how much should you have? And all these kinds of ridiculous things. We can show up and we will have a larger voice.
Well, the other thing about that as well is you got the whole social proof concept. I mean, once you see the party grow from 8,500 to 85,000, people are like, Oh, hey, I remember those guys.
Not people. The people in government are looking over their shoulders going, oh, my God, if these guys actually get in power, we're done.
Right.
The whole game's over because they're right.
It's certainly nice to help us hold their feet to the fire by scaring them about, hey, you better change or else the next election cycle, you're going to be on the way out and we'll be on the way in.
And, but Rob, that's the exact message we need to be sending our people.
But that's only the first half.
That's the message we're sending.
Then the second half is get into office, get them out of there, let them know that they had their chance to do it the right way, they missed it, and now you're out.
Well, God, I hope we can get the office.
Positive thinking, guys.
Well,
positive thinking.
We can, Rob, let me tell you something.
If we can dream it, we can do it.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to be a politician to do it. I'm not a politician, never have been,
you're
never
like
want to be.
You're like a guy from Colorado. You look like a person.
Yeah, and I'm an activist. And, that's kind of the third kind of part of the triangle here is that people need to stop voting for politicians and stop voting for people they think they like or don't like. They need to vote for people that are going to actually make real change.
Yeah. Well, we had that going on in Texas for a while with Deborah Medina, if you heard of her at all. We had Rick Perry, and we had Kay Bailout Hutchinson, and then we had activists. They always referred to her whenever she was in one of the debates as activist Deborah Medina, and she got a message out there, and she changed the debate the same way Ron Paul did back in the 08 election cycle. She did that in Texas as well, which was kind of cool.
What we're talking about here is really the heart of power. I mean, it's not like these politicians are actually creating this stuff out of thin air. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear all these conspiracy theorists out there, Obama, paid off all these people in Chicago and all this kind of stuff, and that's why you got to be president. It's not that hard. I mean, I got neighbors that have got $2 million homes that are like, oh, well, we really need health care. I mean, they're just giving people the stupid thing that people think they should get. They're just doing the same thing that Caesar did when he broke from the Republic in Rome. You know, Caesar was the first departure from the Republic. He stuck up his finger and said, well, if we feed these people out there, then they'll like me more. And it was Cato that stood up and said, we don't do that, Caesar. We stick to the Republic. We stick to the rules. And Caesar said, no, screw you. I'm going to give money to people that like me. And that was the departure from the Republic of Rome. And that's
a great series, by the way,
on
HBO. Have you seen that?
Excellent.
The Rome series?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody should watch that. They should watch Adams and the other series.
We're going through the Tudors right now. That's a lot of fun.
Well, Tudors is all right, but
it's on Showtime.
It's not hugely relevant, but
on HBO. What is?
If you want to see a real, if you want to see a real cop show, it was, The Wire.
We tried watching that, but I don't have a tolerance anymore for police dramas.
No, but this is a police drama where the police are shown in their real light. They're not actually trying to solve crimes in The Wire. They're shown in their true light of only trying to save their own damn asses and get their own retirement checks.
I don't know. I've been maced and arrested way too many times to watch the police inflict that kind of drama on other people. So, all right. Well, tell me your position on sound money. What do you think about good old fashioned barter, silver currencies, gold backed dollars? Do you have any campaign platform?
At what I hear about what the government's doing, I'm shocked to hear that this stuff is almost outlawed. I mean, the government needs to stay the hell out of the barter system and allow people to trade whatever they want to trade, whether it's gold, silver, or sex, for their services.
That's on your list here. Prostitutes and consensual sex offenders should be on their way right out of jail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that would certainly, that's kind of the thing to understand here is the government really does get this power from the people that think that this is a good situation, that we ought to have more government. You know, people think that the government is leadership, and it really should not be leadership. The only reason that the government is here is to stop, me from shooting, somebody else, some listeners out there, friend in the head, or raping his wife. And if Thomas Jefferson and the boys would have looked out across the land and said, look, nobody's raping their neighbor's wives and nobody's killing each other, they could have said, well, we'll just pack it all in. We don't really need a government. But that's the primary reason.
Wouldn't that
government.
Have been nice?
But everybody thinks that, that the government should be doing more than that. So if I'm elected governor, you know, they'll call me up and they'll say, hey, look, there's a bunch of crackheads down here. They're all dying because they're doing too much crack. And I'll say, well, is anybody dead yet? Did anybody get murdered? And they'll say no. And I'll say, well, then.
Hold that thought. We've got another break. Advertisers, they keep us on the air. So we'll be right back. Stick with us with the Barter Hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Hey, hey, what you say? Be there, there, seize the day. Cause what you hurry, what you hurry.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Barter Hour, joined by your hosts, Rob Gray, Executive Director, American Open Currency Standard, and David, who's drinking. He's on break right now. Troy, who's mixing drinks right now.
David, what's A87, David? You got the cool A87 shirt on, man. That's like the replacement for Polo. Oh, Abercrombie.
Abercrombie? Yeah. We don't know our corporate sponsors. Anyway, we're joined here tonight hanging out at the Libertarian Party National Convention in St. Louis. If you've just tuned in with us, we've got Dan Kilo. Have I said it the right way?
Cough. Yeah, Dan Kilo. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like 2.2 pounds
yeah,
of
I was, I
marijuana
I,
or 2.2 I mean, pounds of coke.
You're so against the drug thing that I figured maybe it was pronounced like Kylo or like Kala or, you know, something so people
no,
didn't.
No. Actually, my real name's Salas. I've been blogging under Kilo for about 15 years. I used to have a radio show in Denver, the Dan Kilo Show. And
you sound like a guy with something to say.
I'm on
to be honest with you.
Yeah,
you sound like you got something to get out there. And I bet your kids get to hear it plenty of times, too.
2.3 million people in jail, I don't have to say anything.
The world already knows. That's
more
for sure.
More per capita locked up in this country than anywhere else in the world. I can shut up.
But let me ask you a question. Who is your pick for LNC chair? Are you ready?
Anybody but Root.
Yeah, that's easy.
Anybody but Root.
That's what everybody says. They're like, well, I know who I'm not going to vote for.
Well,
I'll start there.
I like Phillies. I like a lot. Actually, I'm my pick. I showed up tonight. I was going to try to get into the debates.
Right.
You know, you haven't been campaigning for the last 3 months, and everybody else has been campaigning. They all have signs. Yeah, I don't care. Well, I was trying to get into the debate. I might run tomorrow and
nominate
and
yourself from the floor.
Yeah, and you know, because I really think that that's not to say bad things about, you know, anybody else but Barr, because I'm sorry, not Barr, but Root.
The same thing.
Same thing. Absolutely. You know, the point being that I don't think that anybody in the LP actually understands what we've got to do for activism to get registered voters and to get rank and file people out there to vote for us, so that the major media outlets might start to pay a little bit of attention to us.
Yeah.
I think I've got that solution. That solution basically lies in grassroots activism. It lies in going after the pissed off and alienated voters. There's 2.3 million people in jail and prison in this country. Please don't quote me on this, guys out there. Don't send me any emails and rip me on this. I think I read on an email something where they say goodbye list, and there was a list that said there was like 4 million people are arrested every month in this country. You know, the government is handing us on a silver platter a population that all we got to do is walk up to them and hand them a get out of jail free card and say, we are your friends, and they will register and vote libertarian. That will give us power. That's what we need to do. So,
well, if
I don't think I've heard that here yet.
The lesser of five evils, from what I know so far, and my research, which is extensive. Ernie Hancock, to me, seems like he's an activist. He's a grassroots guy. He's willing to get out there and do bold things. I remember seeing him on, CNN or Fox a couple months ago, showing up at an Obama rally somewhere with an AR-15 and an interview that he did. Did you catch that on the air?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was like, it was all over mainstream media. And he's like, everybody wanted to interview him, and he said, his quote.
Showed up with the AR-15?
He's the guy. Well, the whole thing was staged. The media was so pissed off that the whole thing was staged. They thought they caught him. They thought they caught him staging it.
That was Ernie Hancock.
Yeah, that was Ernie. I'll pull up the video here for you when we're done. But
I don't mean to interrupt, but you know, in Colorado, I get a couple of LP and then the state party. They're like, "Well, you can't say you're gonna let people out of jail that don't belong there because it'll piss off blah blah blah." And you know, I got the nominate. I got 22 votes, 22 votes for a governor. Yeah, and I'm going to be on the ballot.
So, 8,500 registered libertarians in Colorado. Yeah. 22 was all you needed.
Showed up. Yeah.
Wow.
And let me get into this.
Just keep in mind we got 2 minutes before the next break.
Okay, 2 minutes. So let me tell you this story then real quick. So Wayne Allyn Root shows up and talks to us. And next door to us, there were 500 people that paid $10 to see a multi-level marketing seminar.
Right.
And Root stands up. He says, next door, we got 500 people showing up for a multi-level marketing seminar. And over here, we can't even get 50 people to show up for the Libertarian Party. I didn't have a good comeback at the time. It took me, you know, it takes me a while to sleep on it. You know, when I wake up tomorrow, I have a lot of better things I should have told you tonight. And I woke up and I said, I was like, it hit me. I was the multi-level marketing thing is a scam. and the Republicans and the Democrats promising something for nothing is a scam.
Right.
And the Libertarian Party is not a scam. You can't sell a scam. And if you want to go mainstream and sell a scam, Root, then go to the Republican Party, start the mini me Republican Party or something. But the Libertarian Party is not a scam. This is a hard sell.
Yeah.
We're not giving anybody anything for free. We're not giving anything everybody expects. That, you know, basically in this country, we got two things. We got Democrats that expect that, you know, that I should have my shit paid for by the government, and then we get the Republicans saying that none of my stuff should be paid for and I shouldn't pay for anything except for enforcing laws that I, you know, moral laws that I you think that we should change behavior of other people based on my religious beliefs.
Well, we got a quick break. You know, it happens every couple seconds here, but we got to thank the advertisers.
Ads, man. Keep the show.
You got to remind me next time we come back on to tell people how to get a hold of you. But we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Yeah, yeah. But you haven't heard a word I've said.
We're going to play him in. Yeah. I think that turns the speakers off.
Of all you're trying, just give up the state of mind you're in. If you want to be somebody else.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here getting ready to wrap up the Barter Hour in, I don't know, a little while. 20 or 30 more advertisements and the thing will be done, I'm sure. But Rob Gray hanging out with you live from the Libertarian Convention in St. Louis, joined by a bunch of great new friends that we've met here this weekend. We came into this event expecting turmoil and dissension and all kinds of people complaining about what it is that we do with this Honest Money Project. We brought our Excedrin and it ends up turning out that we didn't even need it in the first place. The drama was unfolding next door in the convention hall. With
some Excedrin right now. I'm amping up for tomorrow. I'm taking two Excedrin right now with my rum and coke.
Well, again, we're having a great time here. For those of you that aren't here, you're missing out, but there will be more. Let's see, we're going to be at Pork Fest coming up in June, New Hampshire. We'll have Freedom Fest in July out in Vegas. A couple things not to miss doing live broadcasts from there as well. So thank you again for joining me, folks, and my guest here
tonight.
Can
I come to Vegas with you?
Yeah, man, we're going to have a blast. Vegas is like right down the street from Colorado.
Yeah. No, it's right down the right street. Coming east sucks from Colorado. Going west is beautiful.
That's right.
Through Utah and all that. I was pointing out to my kids, you know, you're driving through Kansas, there's like a little, you know, place where a river cut like a 10-foot little valley. I'm like, look at those mountains, man. It's unreal. Look at those cliffs. I can climb those. Let's get some top roping going on there. Unbelievable how dead Kansas is. Oh, my God.
Boring. Anyway, so that's where we'll be. So if you want to come out and join us at a future event, maybe you could even jump on the air and talk about liberty, freedom, honest money, good old-fashioned barter, and what's happening right now in the world and what it is that you are going to do to change it. So, again, thank you for joining us here tonight, folks, and thank you, Dan, for being a part of the program here tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob.
We were talking about the lesser of five evils. My vote, based on what we know right now, is for Ernie Hancock. But
Hancock's a great pick.
I think that we'll see how this thing unravels over the next couple
Hancock,
days.
I mean, that's why we are in this anybody but situation.
Right.
I mean, anybody but Barr is what it was 2 years ago, and now it's anybody but Root. Because it's not an argument over philosophy. It's an argument over activism. Boy, that was wrong. It is. It's an argument over philosophy.
Well, the whole thing only comes out of philosophy.
The big departure for the philosophical perspective of the Libertarian Party is Root and was Barr. I mean, Root. I had to tell the story. I don't think did I finish this? Root was in the next room.
Yeah.
And we talked about the we talked about how
scams are easy to sell and it's harder to sell the real deal stuff. The same thing happens with us.
Him. I can't find words. I got I got my foot in my mouth.
That's all right. That's like why we're here. We're here to help.
Yeah, I've been drinking and so, because I got to figure out an easy way to. Root's a scammer. The guy's a scammer. I mean, at the LP convention in 2008, you know, I was there hanging out with Doug Stanhope. Doug Stanhope says, "Hey, the guy's selling like betting numbers and college picks for games."
Right.
And he said, when I went to Vegas, Stanhope said this, when I went to Vegas, I worked for one of those rooms, a bunch of damn boiler rooms. The guy's a scammer. I was like, well, you know, whatever. And then he won. And then I did some more research. He's exactly right. It's a scam. It's a damn scam. You know, I asked a guy in Colorado, I said, how many, you know, he talked about how many books he sold. I said, well, how many did you buy yourself? He said, zero. Well, you get a libertarian book publish unless you buy them yourselves and yourself and resell them.
Right.
I got to be really careful here because a lot of libertarians are like, well, I don't see anything wrong with selling bets and all that kind of stuff and gambling. Well, I don't either. I mean, you know, but I think that, I mean, personally, I think Dan, all of Vegas, aside from poker, did you ever watch, the movie with Val Kilmer and the
Top Gun.
No, when he's playing poker, he was Doc Holliday.
Tombstone.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
You know where he's talking about the games. I mean, the only real gambling game is poker.
Right.
Everything else is a scam. So, you know, I mean, in terms of why I'm calling, you know, Root a scammer. I mean, all of Vegas is a scam. You walk into it and you put money in a slot machine, you're gonna lose no matter what. The only real gambling game is poker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Root's a scammer. I don't think it should be illegal, but I think he's a scammer. I think Vegas is a scammer. I go to Vegas as much as I can because I like the strippers and the roller coasters, and the poker.
Make sure you're there February July 8, 9, 10, 11, Freedom Fest.
I don't play blackjack because I think it's a scam.
Right.
Now, Root had the best. He comes up with the best. I don't know how does he get he comes up with really good lines. I mean, he had a good line.
Lots of practice.
You know, the only difference between the drunks in Washington and the drunks in Vegas is that the drunks in Vegas, you know, gamble with their own money. But you know, I mean,
it's a good line.
It's a scam because he spends all of his time trying to figure out what to say. I haven't spent any more than 8 seconds trying to figure out what I'm going to say on this show tonight.
And you've done so well with such little preparation.
Yes. I don't scam.
Well, but the point is, it's harder up front to sell something real but the long-term benefit of having a good, solid product, I think, pays off over time. Because let me give you an example. We sell a medallion on TV, right? And it's expensive and it has competition. The competition is selling a fake piece of gold. We're selling a real piece of silver. Well, the fake piece of gold happens to sell a whole lot better than the real piece of silver does. You know, surprise, surprise. But what happens when people get it, when they feel it, when they pick it up, when they touch it, when they realize that they've been scammed? You know, it's bad blood. You know, it comes back and haunts you later. So why not do something right? Stick to your principles, your values. Put those things out there. Let people find them when they can, and it'll take a little bit of time to build. But if you stick to those things, then the result will be that much stronger down the road.
Well, I think that when people pick up and run with Wayne Allen Root and feel it, the party might grow a little bit. But I think that you'll see a mass exodus of true libertarians.
And I think we've seen that just in the last 2 years between what happened with Barr and where we are today.
And they'll move to something else that I don't know if you're aware of this, something called the Boston Tea Party. I am running for the national chair of the Boston Tea Party. And the Boston Tea Party is an answer to the problems in the Libertarian Party. So I think you'll see a mass exodus. I mean, I think you might see... I don't even want to speculate. You might see some Tea Partiers jump ship, and maybe you won't. These were, you know, I mean, Barr's like, oh, Tea Partier this, Tea Partier that. They're all a bunch of social conservatives. And at the end of the day, I can sit there with my best friend forever. I got a friend. He's a Republican. I can talk to him forever till I'm blue in the face. He'll say, "Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right." And my dad too. My dad will do the same thing. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Danny. He calls me Danny. You're right. You're so right about that. Yeah, you're so right. That's exactly what we got to do.
Hey guys, this is a grandpa he's talking about here. Don't let him get carried away.
Except at the end of the day, if you let people smoke marijuana, they'll all go out in the streets and smoke marijuana and they'll burn all the buildings in St. Louis down under the ground. You can't let that happen now, can you? At the end of the day, they're all voting Republican. I mean, I don't think Root's going to bring, Soul One over to the party.
When's the vote?
No clue. I hope I'm here in time.
Because I heard that they play all kinds of tricks with it. So the vote's supposed to be tomorrow, but they could push it off till Monday if things got really tied up, and then most people are going to leave. Like, we're not going to stick around for Monday.
I am. I'm sticking around until
the bitter end.
Yeah, bitter. I mean, they better not play any games. I don't think, from what I heard from the current chair, what's his name, Red something?
Will Redpath?
Redpath. I mean, I've heard that he's – I've heard from some – serious libertarians that he's a fair guy. So I hope he'll play it fair. I think it'll probably be, I mean, that's one thing that libertarians do is they always seem to play very fair, a lot more fair than the Republicans.
I don't know about that. I've heard they've got their own tricks that they play too. I've got some real stories about that I'll withhold for another show.
Well, then we'll run like hell. And, you know, I was the vice presidential candidate for the Boston Tea Party in Colorado, and I'm running for president, by the way, for the LP in
2012.
And if I don't win that, I'll run for the Boston Tea Party and be on their ticket too. So, because I've got to continue my activism. I've got to continue the outreach to the people that are pissed off and alienated. I mean, all this stuff is, it's a bunch of conjecture, you know, until you're at a courthouse. And a lady, I mean, not a, a guy, a kid walks out, 18 years old. He's got a 2-year free ride to the Colorado School of Mines. 2-year free ride. Colorado School of Mines is in Golden, Colorado. It's a big engineering school. It's very difficult to get into. Guy got perfect scores on his what? ACTs. ACTs. Got a 36. And he's broke. He doesn't have any money. So, you know, and he's living in whatever situation. Some friend says, "Hey, can you cash this check for us?" It was a $900 check. And he goes and cashes this $900 check, and it turned out to be fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys in Jefferson County want this guy to not do 2 years at Mines. They want him to do not two, not four, not eight, not 10, but 19 years.
Wow.
19 years in DOC. Even if he walked up to me and grabbed my wallet out of my pocket and took $900 out of my own pocket that I would never get back, I would never advocate 19 years.
Right.
Unbelievable. That guy signed up immediately. I mean, these, you know, this is our audience. And these are the people we need to be talking to. I mean, this kid's 18 years old. He wanted to do 19 years. And apparently the guy, the prosecutor in Jefferson County, Colorado, is some big hot shot. I mean, because he's getting jacked up for identity theft.
Right.
Now, this is a whole nother. I mean, we could do another show on it. Can you have me on next week? We know about identity theft. What is identity theft? I mean, what identity theft is, I mean, who gives a rat's ass? Because it's like, well, you owe this money. He's like, no, I don't, because I never signed a damn thing. I don't give a damn. You can't prove it. Screw you. Well, I mean, identity theft is all about, well, we've got to figure out exactly who you are, what you're doing, and you've got to tell us who you are and what you're doing so your identity doesn't get stolen. And if you tell us exactly who you are and what you're doing, then you can protect your identity, and so we can identify exactly who. It's more about the government identifying who you are than it is about your identity being stolen. Nobody's stealing identities out there. The government is just trying to say, well, we've never had a really good way of figuring this out. So if we let people get screwed over by it, then we can say, well, we need to pass legislation to make sure that we can identify exactly who you are and exactly what you do and exactly when you go to the doctor, and that you can never go to a doctor without showing an ID or some kind of government ID. I mean, this thing is a scam just to get people to let the government know exactly what they're doing, just like the HIPAA laws are. You know, the HIPAA laws are nothing more than, I mean, you know, like, I don't want Rob to know that, that I've got, colon cancer. Oh, yeah, and everybody else out there listening to me, Dan got his colon removed and there's like a little tumor here. Like, yeah, you guys, I was really worried that you guys might find. No, I didn't care if you guys know about that. What I care about is the goddamn insurance company doesn't know about it so that they won't drop me.
Right.
You know, but they got that all sewed up. They're like, oh, well, you know, it's all privacy because we don't want Rob to know if Dan's got, you know, if he's taking Rogaine or not.
Well, it's definitely out of control. The question is whether or not the party of principle here is willing to fall back on those principles and make those principles like their marketing pitch. We've got principles. We follow them. This is what we believe. And there are a lot of people out there that this appeals to. So let's say it. And not appear too crazy at the same time.
Well, it's...
I think it can be done.
Yeah.
And you might just be the guy to do it, especially in Colorado.
Absolutely, I am the guy.
Two questions for you here real quick, sure, as we wrap up the segment. One is, how do people find you and get involved with the campaign, especially if you're out there in Colorado?
Well, you can search for Dan Kelo anywhere on the internet. You'll find my site. You'll find Facebook.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere. Yeah, you'll find
Facebook account set up for him?
Yeah.
The younger generation's for.
No, they didn't do it. I had to do it. I do that for a living.
I got dankelo.com. And that was question number two. What do you do when you're not fighting for freedom?
I write code. I sit in my basement in my shorts. And in between porn sessions, I write e-commerce code. And I write code to make companies be more visible on the internet.
Spoken like a true libertarian.
You know.
This is what I do with my time. This is my principles. If you don't like it, don't vote for me. It's a beautiful thing. I got dankelo.com right here.
Just type in Dan Kelo. Go to the site. Check it out. You know, leave me a couple of comments or whatever. One of the things when you say how can people reach out to me, I mean, the other thing is I'm not taking any donations.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Because I don't have to file anything with any governmental agency if I'm not taking donations. There's plenty of other organizations that would really like your money more than that. Advocates for Change in Colorado is one of them. As much as we are battling here in St. Louis tonight, and we'll be battling tomorrow, the LP National Committee could use your money. Don't send it to my campaign. Send it to the National Committee in Colorado. Send it to Colorado. Cato. If I had my way, the Cato Institute. Cato, don't go to my site. go to Cato.org and read.
Right.
Reason Magazine, Reason.org.
Hey, speaking to those guys, they're one of our vendors. They will take silver for advertising.
I'm glad they'll take silver for advertising. I'm sure they will take your checks out there. Don't send your checks to my campaign. Send them to Reason. Everybody has to register. Everybody has got to subscribe to Reason. Reason Magazine is a great magazine. Again, send the money to Cato. Don't send it to my campaign. My campaign is simple. I've spent about $101 for about 10,000 get out of jail free cards.
Right.
And my daughter wrote some stuff on signs, and we stand outside of courthouses, and we stand there and get people to register to vote.
It's perfect.
It's that simple.
I like it. I like what you stand for. I think that you got to put it out there, let people decide, make a good decision that this is freedom. I mean, the back of what's on your card here, this is what freedom is. I fight cops and judges and stuff all the time in Texas with my...
We can go in the whole thing with cops. Cops are,
That's the week after right.
that. Well, after the week after that, what we'll talk about is what the Libertarian Party ought to be talking about here. I mean, if the Libertarian Party stood up and said what I believe... I hate all cops. The Libertarian Party should stand up and say, we hate all cops. It's an easy situation.
Yeah.
Everybody says, well, yeah, but there's some good cops. No, there's no good cops out there. They all violate the Fourth and Fifth Amendments.
That's true.
They all do.
Personally.
Every one of them do.
I want to thank you very much, Dan, for being on the program here
tonight.
I hope you had a good time.
You
have a lovely family. Thanks so much for coming out here. And we'll visit you sometime real soon. Hope to see you in Vegas. In July, Freedom Fest.
July.
Get out there. It's a blast. You can teach us a thing or two
Flippers.
About poker.
Poker.
We're out of here. We got a quick break. Stick with us, folks.
Roller
we'll wrap
coasters.
Up in the next few minutes, and we'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake. And stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final moments of the Barter Hour. I'm your host, Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Thanks so much for joining me here tonight. Interesting show, none to say the least. We're hanging out here still at the Libertarian Party convention in St. Louis, having a blast, meeting some great people, really trying to remember what libertarianism is all about. And when I say libertarianism, I mean both big L and little L. I mean, there are lots of different ways to look at it. And the question is principle going to get this party back to where it needs to be? There's so many double standards in the world, so many double standards in people's lives, so many people out there that say one thing and do something completely different. And we were talking about drugs and victimless crimes and all that stuff. And so many people would rather be closet lawbreakers than libertarians. And that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But we're getting viewpoint from all over the spectrum of libertarianism out here, and it's a good time. We got a great reception from folks about the barter concept with the silver currency. We've come a long way in the last couple of years here with this open currency standard, and look to make even more progress in the next couple of years, and hope that you folks listening out there want to be a part of that as well. It happens a couple different ways. One way is you can jump on republicbroadcasting.org right now, or jacksonsilver.com right now. Pick up a tube of Jackson's or Lakota's or John Galt's. Show your support and your appreciation for the network, this program, and the other great programs here on RBN by picking up a couple rounds of silver. And then send an email in to one of the trade coordinators with the Open Currency Standard and let them know where you'd go to spend silver. It's time to put your money where your mouth is and actually start trading. Don't wait for the world to crash. Get out there now while you still have a chance to test it. Learn it. Try it. Experience it. Come visit us in Austin, where we've got a great new community currency project starting. Come visit us in Dallas, where we've had one going for quite some time now. I got to tell you, folks, freedom is alive and well. And you need to know that, you need to believe it, and you need to be a part of it just the same. So visit us online at jacksonsilver.com. Pick up a tube or two of the beautiful Jackson Anti-Banker. Tune in next week to the Barter Hour, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., where we talk about honest money and all things barter. Who knows what event we'll attend next week, but we're always having a good time, and we welcome you to join us. A couple other things to mention here on the way out. Let's see, what other updates do we have? We've got Porkfest coming up in New Hampshire. I think that is June 25, 26, 27, 24, 25, 26, somewhere in the last couple of days of June. We've got Freedom Fest coming up in Las Vegas. That's July 8, 9, 10, 9, 10, 11. I don't know, sometime in July. Check our calendar online. You can learn more about our group at opencurrency.com. That's OPENCURRENCY. Opencurrency.com is where you can go to learn more about the American Open Currency Standard and the hard work that we're doing across the country to get America back to value. I don't know how this Libertarian Party thing, the convention, is going to shape up here. My vote goes out to Ernie Hancock. That is, if I had a vote. Nominate people? David wants to mention. Oh, yeah, we might even nominate somebody from the floor. We won't talk about that this week. We'll wait to see what happens. We appreciate you joining us. We're having a great time out here. Check the calendar. Come out and join us at the next event. Call us. 800-313-9443. Keep that number handy for the next program that'll be on in just a few minutes. And be a part of it when you're ready. We want to thank America. Again, check out jacksonsilver.com to pick up some medallions. Have a great week. Enjoy your extended weekend, and we will talk to you again real soon. It's your money. It's not funny. Win or lose, folks, you get to choose. Change your money, change your mind, change your world with the Barter Hour. Have a great week. With recent